Bracketology rolls on. DJ Walters, Ricky Claver, Camp, and Jerry Edwards. That was some good Class A talk. We'll have picks in the next segment. Let's talk Class B, where I don't think anyone has a problem with Central McLean being the number one seed.
No, I don't.
Here's the interesting part. Everybody had Lemoor 2 and Benson County 3, except for the coaches. And the small little message that the coaches have sent to us by putting Benson County 2 and Lemoor 3 is this. We think the only reason Lemoor beat Benson County by 15 points is because of Anik Olesko.
Yeah. And I mean, Anik Olesko is a great player. I do think, though, that Lemoor does have the depth to fill her shoes. I mean, you got the Dullabar sisters. You've got Jada Smith that's been playing really well as well. I mean, I was at that tournament. I mean, it was a fun time. I think Lemoor wins that game with easier with Anik Olesko, but EKM, I mean, they just played out of their minds in that region title game. 46-42.
Who's honestly that surprised? Nobody.
No.
EKM is a very tough matchup for anybody. They have mobile size, and that's what you really don't have a lot in Class B is size that can, you know, maybe not be a stretch four, but can definitely go out and guard it. Like if you need to have a bigger body on like a smaller guard that can really shoot, EKM can put that out there. They also very athletic, like to get up and down the floor too. So if you're Benson County, you're not exactly thrilled with seeing EKM as your number one matchup.
No one's thrilled to see EKM at all. And it's because EKM, much like Lemoor, it's those two schools are always, for some reason, no matter what, except for this year with the boys, with Lemoor, always playing in a region title game or a region third place game.
Right.
They are. Now, the cloud hovering over this game is Jalen Birch's injury.
Yes.
And I don't, far be it for me to tell you EKM can't win this game, because I think they absolutely can win this game. But it's going to involve Betsy Huber being a point forward today. And it's going to involve a lot of adjustments being made defensively, because Benson County is the only team in the state, any classification, with three 1,000-point scorers.
Dear Barbara.
What they love to do is pick and roll. So your pick and roll coverage has to be perfect today if you're EKM.
Yeah.
Oh.
And good that's luck. That's the thing with Benson County is that they were right up there with Central McLean pretty much all year in the media standing as number one, number two. Then they had like this weird stretch. They lost back to back games. They lost one to Lemoor they lost one to Kenmare, one to Lemoor, and they've been right there, you know, hovering in the top five, but that kind of aura of invincibility they had for the first, three months of the year was shattered in that kind of little stretch. So I think Benson's going to come into this with a lot to prove, but just, again, no one's happy to see EKM in the bracket. Washburn is just kind of looking up going like, okay, thanks. We got Lemoor and they're mad. Lemoor has been playing angry the last week. Because I think everyone kind of was writing the eulogy of, here lies Lemoor's state championship hopes right next to Anik Olesko.
Well, here's the thing. I couldn't believe this stat when I had it sent to me. But you know what? The more I watch, the more I prepare for this broadcast, it kind of makes sense. Guys, Lemoor is giving up 33 points per game for the season.
And you have to realize they put in that type of performance against Valley City. Like, I know it was early on in the year, but Valley City was still the defending state champion and everyone was picking them to just roll right on through the Barnes County tournament. Lemoor beat Valley City straight up at VCSU, so a glorified home game. They gave them 46. They only gave up 46 points. And Valley City's a team that can sleepwalk to 46 points because Katie Birchill can give you 20 a night. And then you have enough experience around the team to get you that. So to get you at least a 60, but Lemoore's defense is fantastic. They have like this very hard-nosed philosophy with the two Smiths that are out there. Mia Van Eden, I really like what she can bring off the bench in terms of shooting, and she's a very capable shooter. And the two Delabars, I mean, Nora and Julia Delabar. Nora, you know, the smaller one, but she always kind of seems to be right spot, right time. Julia gives you that kind of big post player down low that can swat things away. I mean, this is a Lemoore team that can give it to you however you want. You want to play high scoring, they can beat you high scoring. You want to grind it out, they are willing to grind you into a fine dust.
I will say with Lemoore, though, they do run the risk of they gave up a huge lead.
Yep.
To Ekam. I mean, Lemoore led it at the half. I mean, they led it 23-8.
Yeah.
I'm looking back on my the story I wrote. They led it 23-8. And they came out and they played poorly. They only scored 3 points in the third quarter, and the Rebels made it 31-29. The Rebels even had a lead in the fourth quarter. And that's what forced overtime before EKM decided that they couldn't score anymore, and it would be a 46-42 victory for Lemoore. So that's where Lemoore's issues are, is they can get kind of lazy.
Yeah. If you look at kind of how all their games have been, it's a lot of lopsided games. And then you kind of look at the close games that they've had, and it's both of them have been EKM. And New Rockford, Cheyenne, and Linton, like, they've had a couple of close ones in there, but for the most time, they've been lopsided. Now, when you go into it, you're thinking, yeah, well, it's good that we're winning close games. It shows grit and tenacity. It also is, like, it's a little concerning because you know that you've not played your best. Getting to Central McLean, Linton, I don't want to sound harsh by saying this. Linton is one of the cockroaches of girls basketball where you think they're dead. You think they're dead. You think they're not. Oh. There's no way they're going to make it. And then you wait, and then you wake up, you look, and you see the Lions in the bracket. And even if they have no chance to win, which I don't think Central McLean's just going to take care of business, Linton still finds a way to get in.
That is probably the best description I've ever heard.
And again, I don't mean that derogatorily. There are just teams that you can't kill, and Linton's one of those teams that they've had dirt put on them, and then you wake up the next day and the body's not there.
That's right. So here's a couple of stats here. First off, Washburn is the fourth place team out of District 8. So they're not going to beat Lemoore.
No.
The other statistic with Lemoore, this is fascinating. If you take away the second half of the EKM game, go back to the district final. They gave up 8 points after halftime to Linton. Then in the full game against Hankinson, they gave up 20. Then in the full game against Sargent County, they gave up 15. And then in the first half against EKM, they gave up 8.
Yeah.
These are stupidly impressive numbers.
They are. Lemoore is an impressive team. And, I mean, yeah, you're beating up on Hankinson. Hankinson hasn't been to a region tournament or region quarterfinal in years. And they just recently got reconstituted as their own team again. Great. Congratulations, Hankinson. You get Lemoore. Have fun with that. And then Sargent County, I mean, District 1 this year has just been. And we talked about it, BJ. It was a weaker District 1 this year.
Yeah.
It was.
Compared to District 2. And, I mean, yeah, that's kind of probably why, I mean, Lemoore comes out in that second half lackadaisical. I'm like, oh, well, we've only given up 8 points. Who cares? We'll just crab walk our way into the victory. And then Ekam's like, nah, yeah. We're here.
Well, And I guess finally the 4-5 game, which in Class A we didn't even bother with because it's not worth talking about. But in Class B it is, because you've got the Berthold Bombers back.
Let's
coming
go.
Up with that heartbreak of blowing a 17-point second half lead last year in the semi against Benson County, facing Flasher. And Flasher was 21-0 and have gone 3-2 in their last five. So my question, Ricky, is real simple. Is Flasher good enough to actually make a run in this thing, or are the Bombers going to beat them?
Here come the Bombers. They're gonna fly over them. Gonna fly over them. There's no air defense against them. And Flasher, I mean, we've talked about this, BJ, the last couple weeks. We think that Flasher, they take advantage of a District 8, and they outside of McLean, they barely get in here. I don't think Flasher's very good. I think Flasher is going to be going to the consolation bracket. I think it's all losing Clark Berthold. They are going to get the win on day one. You can quote me on that one.
Well, we're going to be quoting you on a lot of things when we come back from this break. Because
no, don't do that. Don't quote me. I mean, I've already been wrong many, many times.
Ladies and gentlemen, get your notepads, get your pens.
Please don't.
We're about to take you on a ride through predicting all of these tournaments when Bracketology continues in a moment.